I wanted to speak about the inyan of shlichus and schiya by pidyon haben. It seems that it's going to be two shiurim, so we'll see how today's shiur gets divided, and I guess the next shiur gets divided. But there are a number of points that overlap in the shaila, so we'll discuss today whatever we'll discuss, and Emir Tashem, whatever is left over for the next year. The Gemara in Pesachim discusses the chilukim in the Schois of Brachas. That sometimes when we make Brachas, we'll use a lamed, le, and sometimes we'll say al. So the Gemara Shaila is, in particular, by the Nusach of Bir Chametz, if it's Levirus a Chametz or Al Bir Chametz. And really, the Gemara Shaila, as the Rishonim point out, is as much as it starts with what's the Nusach for Bir Chametz, the Shaila really is all the brachas that we make, Birchas HaMitzvahs, what is the rule, when do we say Le and when do we say Al? So in the Gemara Shakta Vatarya, the Gemara mentions that the Gemara brings a kasha. We make a bracha al hamila. So you see that the way the Gemara presents it, the shaila is the mashmois of al l'sha'over l'haba. But the Gemara brings this as a kasha. You see, we make a bracha al an mila, and the Gemara says hosam hechi neima. What's the alternative? Neima lomol le'sagid alav ihu mahil. So the Gemara seems to be saying that the mashmais of le is mashma that I have a personal chiyuv to do it, and therefore it's not shayach to use the lamid if I'm doing something that I'm not muchrach to do. So the way the Gemara presents it is that the mail, when he does mila, he's not muchrach to mal, it's the mitzvah of the father, and that's why the nusach is al. Frek the Gemara avi haben ma'ikol ameimar. So by the avi haben, if he does the mila, so he should say lomol esaben. So the Gemara says inochinami. So the way the Gemara seems to read, the Gemara sounds like the nusach of the bracha by mila of a father would be lomol esaben, and if it's not the father, it's al hamila. Now there is a machlokes rishonim whether we actually remain with this, that we paskin that if the father does the mila himself, he says lomol, and if it's not the father, he says al hamila, or whether or not, as the sugya continues, that we drop it. And even though the Gemara still remains with this idea that when a mitzvah is not mutl on an individual person, the nusach is al, this becomes the aside of one of the, I guess, the klolim of the Rishonim, that a mitzvah that's efshir b'shliach, the nusach becomes al, even if the person who's mechuyev does it. Now, the question is pratius to mila, whether we'll have two nuschois, one for the father, one for somebody else. But what the Rishonim take out of this Gemara is this idea that when you have a mitzvah that shayach b'shlichus, certainly a shliach will say al. The question will be whether the person who's actually mechuyev will also share in the same nusach, because it's an indication that the mitzvah is not mechayev personal involvement, and therefore the nusach is one uniform nusach of al. Now, in discussing this, all the Rishonim go through many, many brachas trying to figure out one system that covers all. Most of them have a particular mahalach, and then they have to make adjustments to cover what seems to be the exceptions. So I just wanted to point out something which is in the Ramban and the Ritva here. When the Ramban discusses different mahalchim and how to deal with the nusach habracha, so the Ramban brings Rishonim who, again, have different yesodis. Some of them understand that it's totally in who the chiyev is on. So the Ramban himself writes in the middle, "Vani oimer shekol mitzvah she'odem yoytze bo lechatchila yidei acher, kigoin bir kavua ba'al." The Ramban writes, any mitzvah that you could lechatchila do through somebody else, the nusach is al, because I don't have to do it myself. V'chein shchita umila, Sheafilo aviha ben shemitzuva lomalus benai imrotza vehevilai mayel shemalai sa yaitse dechevasai. So this is not today's topic, but this Ramban is negeya what's discussed in Achrayim, whether or not you can have shlichus by mila. It's something which the Achrayim talk about, whether mila remains a mitzvah shebegufay, or you can actually have shlichus. But the Ramban here says a person can lechatchila bring a mayel and he's yaitzei dechavasai, and therefore zok the Ramban, the nusach by mila should be al. V'chei mishchitas ha-pesach v'kotshim, she'ein kol echad sheichet pischoi v'kadoshav, ela ha'oysa l'shmoi v'kol shkein shlucha shel adam b'kulon kamaisai. So zok the Ramban, the Gemara in Kiddushin learns shlichus from shchitas ha-pesach, and the Ramban here also brings it by shchitas kotshim. Zok the Ramban, that's an example of where a person can do the mitzvah with a shliach. So the nusach ha-bracha should reflect that, and the nusach will be al. For who adin lahafroshas trumas umaisris v'chala b'kulam mevarchim al. All these cases will have a nusach of al, because I could be mafresh truma and maisris and chala with a shliach. And then he brings others who also say this. Later on in the Ramban writes, "Ulinyan afroshes trumas v'chalos shekasafti, matzasi achakach b'teisefti diktoni haya mahalach lahafresh truma u'maisres, oimer asher kedeshodim b'mitzvosov v'tzivona lehafresh truma u'maisres." Ramban says later that I found a teisefta where the nusach is that it's supposed to be lehafresh. Will be yishalmi heviyai zeis. So now the Ramban is asking a question, that I made a say that whenever you could do it through a shliach, the nusach is al, and therefore truma and maisris and chala you can do with a shliach. So why does the tesefta say that the nusach is with a lamed? V'yesh li lasakin dehosam, kivan de'ena nasis ayidei acherim ela midaitan, ayidei shliach, sho'isehu bailim, sha'atayr m'she'ena shaloi in trumosai truma, V'dashinen atem gam atem l'rabi shluchachem atem l'daitchem shluchachem l'daitchem. Zok the Ramban, it's true that you can do hafroshas truma maisris and chala with a shliach. But zok the Ramban, there are certain situations where a shliach can do it for me without asking me, and there are situations where a shliach cannot do it without asking me. By trumas and by chala, by maisris, we have a drasha, we darshan atem, only the owner could be mafrish, gam atem l'rabbi shluchachem, the Gemara darshan's in Kiddushin, ma atem l'daitchem af shluchachem l'daitchem, that just like when you're mafrish l'das, so even when you have a shliach, be mafrish, trumas, and chala, it has to be with the das of the owner. So the Ramban here is creating two categories within mitzvahs that have shlichas. Mitzvahs that have shlichas where you need formal minoy shlichas, that you need somebody who is authorized by the Bailim to do it, zok the Ramban, there the nusach will remain le. Because over there we look at it that the person himself is doing it with the dinim of shlucha shel adam kamaisai. But if you have something where the shliach could do it even without the authorization of the one who's mitzvah, zok the Ramban, there the rule is going to remain that you say al. Hilkach leidamya lebir umila ukiyaitze bekach de mevarach behu al the gamze nochen abar. So the Ramban here said, this is a qualification of what I said before. By bir chametz, somebody could do the bir chametz for me without asking me. By mila, the Ramban seems to be saying, he can do the mila without asking me. Whether he's allowed to or not is not clear, but there's certainly going to be a kosher mila, and perhaps it's only a question of grabbing away from me the mitzvah boy yoysimi b'shluchai. That would be something to talk about, but certainly the mila is going to be kosher. So you don't need formal shlichas to have a mayel do a mila from without the father authorizing it. But by true machal and maisris, if a person did it without any authorization, it's not going to be chal. Zokter Ramban, we're going to now have two suge mitzvahs. One mitzvah needs shlichus mamish, and one could be done aidei acher without that person actually having the status of being mashliach. B'meseches demay omru b'yushalmi, depoide maiser sheni vadai, shuton bracha. If somebody does a pidyon on maiser sheni is supposed to be eaten in Yerushalayim, but you could be paid to it, put the kedusha onto the money and take the money to Yerushalayim and buy whatever the pasuk says you're allowed to buy. Zok the Yerushalmi, you make a bracha on that pidyon. What's the bracha? Ketzad mevarach or maleim hoyu peiris shal pidyon opinion meiser sheni im hoyu moy shal chilam etzav v'dav vaday kachu lefi she'ein pidyon zeh chayva lefichach shonu beinoyu bein afroshaboy. So the Ramban says that's an example of where you don't need any authorization. Now the Ritva also speaks about this chilak of the Ramban. When the Ritva speaks about things that are done through a shliach, so he says mitzvahs that could be done through a shliach, the nusach is going to be al, where you have to be involved, it's going to be le. So the Ritva writes, he says, I'll give you an example of mitzvahs that you must do personally. Tzitzis, sukkah, matzah, maror, hafroshas, truma, umaisris, ushmias, kol shofar. V'hadlokas achem shlemidaitai, even by hadlokas neiris, he says, this is already based on a Ramban, you have to be mishtatif in the neiris. So these are mitzvahs that involve the person himself. So there the nusach is going to be leh. So he puts in this group, Afroshas Truma in Maisris, like the Ramban. Then the Ritva says, but you have other mitzvahs, She'ein chayv on Afroshas Klau, Shchita, Milas Ben Chaveroi, and then it's Al, because you can do it without a Shlichus. And then he brings Dugmais of where it works without Shlichus, Bir Chomet, Shchitas Pesavikotchim, Milas Benoi, Mikra Megillah, that over there you can hear it from somebody else reading it. Mikra Megillah says there you have to hear it. That's a chayva. You need Shemei Ka'ina, but somebody else can read it. It's a good question, but it's not today's topic. But that's also part of this Ramban and other Rishayim. And the Ritva again goes through this, discussing the nusach by Mila. Then he writes, Akein, hodim mevarchim al pidyon haben ba'al, ki de'isa meseches b'chayres. So why do we make a bracha of al pidyon haben? Mishum dehosam im podu acherim shaloi midaitai podoihu. So the Ritva says, if somebody does a pidyon haben without the das of the avi haben, it's going to be podoi. V'chein kisui hadam, v'chein eruvi chatzeres, v'shitufim muvois, efshe shaloi midaitai, dischus huloi. V'loi cholke gamken, af beruvi tchumim, hadlokas ner shabbis, mezuzah, maka, all these, zokt, the Ritva, you could do it shaloi midaitai, and therefore the nusach is going to be al. That's what the Ritva writes. Now what's interesting here is that if one were to ask a question, can I do hafroshas, truma, and chala for a person without shlichus? The answer is no. Can I do pidyon haben for a person without shlichus? Zok the Ritva, the answer is yes. If somebody were to ask, when you do pidyon haben for a person without shlichus, does that mean that the Avi HaBen has no say in the matter? Does that mean it doesn't make a difference whether he wants it, whether he doesn't want it? The Ritva wrote in this list of examples of where you can do it without asking him, without daitai, v'chein kisui hadam, v'chein eruvei chatzeres, v'shitufe mevois, efshir shlemi daitai, deschus ulai. Now when you do something for someone because it's a schus, So what is that? Am I his shliach? Or is it something which I could do for him without actually being his shliach? Now, this is really a question that's discussed in the Rishayim. The Rashba in Ezel Neshech is marech on this, but it's a number of places where Rishayim speak about this. The Rishayim ask it as a question. Is Shchiya mitam shlichas or Shchiya not mitam shlichas? If Shchiya is mitam shlichas, then kipshuto it means that whenever you use Shchiya, you have the equivalent of having a shliach. If Shchiya is lav mitam shlichas, it means there are certain things I can do for somebody else without asking him, but I don't have the status of a shliach. Now, the Ritva here is making a distinction. Hafroshas truma and chala, zok the Ritva, that's like the Ramban, you have to have shlichas. So in that case, he's going with the Tosefta that the nusach is going to be le, because you need to be authorized. When it comes to these examples that the Ritva brings, I could use zechiyah. So the Ritva seems to be understanding that if you're using zechiyah, we don't look at that as if you are mamish shluchai. Masha'enken, when you need authorization, then it's mamish shluchai shel adam kamaisai. Now, to break down the shaila a little bit more, there is a gemara in the Darim that has a shaila. Hatayre mishaloi al shel chaveiroi, tzorech daitai oilai. The shaila of the gemara is, I want to be mafresh truma and pater your kri. You have tevel, I'll supply the truma, I'll be kairashem truma on something that's mine, and I'll make all of your tevel mesukin, and it's mesukin as chulin, and it won't cost you a cent. So I want to be mafresh on mine, and I want to affect yours. So the Gemara has a shaila, lamavav mebeis in the darim, tzorech daita eloi. Do you need his permission or not? What's the shaila? The Gemara says, do we say that it's a schus for him? You're saving him money. This way he has a afroshes truma, it doesn't cost him anything. On the other hand, it's his mitzvah to be mafresh truma. He loses the mitzvah. So do we say he would rather do the mitzvah himself even though it cost him money? Or do we say he prefers saving the money even though he loses the mitzvah? That's the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara does not answer the Shaila. The Gemara attempts to bring Rayas from Mishnayas and Brises. The Gemara leaves it hanging. Good question. You're just a step ahead. So Taisvis writes here in this Gemara Nedarim, Taisvis says, the Gemara has a Shaila, the Zochan Lodon Shle Befanav, Uschia Mitam Shlichus, Veshaper Havi Shlichusa. Taisvis writes, why should I say that it does work? Because Shchiyah is mitam shlichus. V'hod arminim b'chol duchta, the Shchiyah is mitam shlichus, mihacha tanyale. Thank you. Zok Taisvis, this is l'maisa, what the Rishonim write, this is one of the Mekairos, Shchiyah is mitam shlichus. Because Taisvis is bothered that there's a requirement by Truma, you have to have shlichus. So even though the Gemara is discussing a question of Shchiya, the Gemara is speaking about doing it shaloi midaitai, on the tzad that he wants it, so Taisvis, it's going to work. Truma needs shlichus. So it's mukhrach that Shchiya is mitam shlichus. The Rashba here is bothered with Akasha. The Rashba writes that he doesn't understand the Gemara. The Rashba says, I don't know where it is, but the Rashba here says that he doesn't understand the Gemara Shaila. Shlichus depends on Nichusa? That's how the Rashba expresses himself. Shlichus requires that you tell the person to do it. The fact that you hold that I would be Nicha, that I would be happy that you do it for me, Zok the Rashba, that doesn't create Shlichus. And, Zok the Rashba, Truma needs shlichus. So what's the Gemara Shaila? Nichusa equals Shlichas? So the Rashba says, because of this Kasha, that there's a nafkamina in Hilchas Truma between being Mafrish Truma from somebody else's Tevel to Pater his Tevel, Mibal Hakri al Shobal Hakri, and being Mafrish from mine to Pater somebody else's. Sok the Rashba. If I'm coming to be Kair Hashem, I'm taking a chalik of your Kri, and I'm making a Truma to Pater your Kri, Sok the Rashba, that needs Shlichas. I'm making a chalais on your Tvua, and I'm making a Truma. There the Rashba says Schia would not help. You need Shlichas. Shlichas requires a Minui. But if I'm being Mafresh Truma on something that belongs to me, and I'm trying to affect the Kri that belongs to you, Zok the Rashba, that doesn't need Shlichas. The Gzeres HaKosov of Ma'atem Gamatem and Ma'atem Ladaitchem, Shlichachem Ladaitchem, Zok the Rashba, only applies if I'm being Mafresh on your Tvua. If I'm being Kair Hashem on your Tvua, then I have to be your Shliach. I have to have your authorization to be Kair Hashem. If it's mine, even though I'm affecting your Tvua, I'm taking off the Din Tevel and making it Chulin, for that you don't need Shlichas. So Taisus and the Rashba are having a disagreement. Taisus assumes that even if I'm being mafresh from my tvua to pater your tvua, I need shlichas. Therefore, Taisus says, Shmamina, Schia is mitam shlichas. The Rashba says, I know Schia is not mitam shlichas. The Rashba in Ezel Neshech was Marech. And there he says, after he brings the rayas lakan o lakan, the Rashba says, Schia is not mitam shlichas. So since Schia is lab mitam shlichas, therefore the Rashba is bothered with Akasha. Schia and shlichas are not interchangeable. So if you need shlichas, Schia doesn't work. Schia works where shlichas is not required. Therefore the Rashba is forced to say that there are two types of afroshas truma. That's what the Rashba says. The Rashba Pashat is saying, if I'm making a chalois on my tvua, I don't need your power. I'm doing it on behalf of your tvua, but the kriya shem is in mine. So what I'm doing is, I am providing the truma, which takes off the din tevel of yours, but I'm not taking yours and giving it away. I'm not taking yours and giving it kedusha. I'm removing the din tevel because truma has been provided. Masha'enkin, if I'm trying to convert the Tevel into Truma, that's when the Torah is Mechadish, that the Kayach of Kriyas Hashem belongs to the Baal.
The mitzvah isn't to be
the mitzvah is to give Truma. The mitzvah is to give Truma. The Machlaik is in the Rishayim and Minyan, a mitzvah is about being Matir, but the mitzvah certainly is to give Truma. Now this Shaila, whether Schia is Mitam Shlichas or not, is really a running machlokes throughout Shas, that Taisvus' Shita is that Schi is mitam shlichus, and the Shita of the Ramban and Rashba and Ritva is that Schi is not mitam shlichus. There's a Gemara in Bechairis on the Yud Aleph where the Gemara brings a memra. Hapoide peter chamor shel chaveiroi pidyoinai podoi. If a person has a firstborn bechor chamor, a behema tmeya, the Torah says there's a mitzvah to be paid to it and give the pidyon to the kohen. So what if I want to be paid to your peter chamor without asking you? So the Gemara says, "Apoide peter chamor shel chaver pidyonai podoi," and then the Gemara continues with some shailas. So I'm being paid to your peter chamor. So Taisvus here is bothered with Akasha. The Gemara in Meseches Nedarim has a Shaila, whether I could be Mafresh Truma to Pater Yakri, and the Gemara doesn't answer the Shaila. Here Rav Huna says, I can do Pidyon Peter Chamor on your behalf without asking you. It seems to be the same case. I'm providing the Pidyon, I'm providing the Truma, In Maseches Nedarim, it remains a shaila. In Maseches Bechairis, we have a memra from Rav Huna that it's not a shaila. How do you reconcile the two? So there is a Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva in Kiddushin, where they're discussing, the Gemara there is discussing a different shaila, which also happens to be in Maseches Nedarim. If Hani Kahani Shlucha Didon or Shlucha Dishmaya, it's a question, how do you look at Kahanim who are Makriv Karbonis? Are they our Shluchim? Are they Shluchim of Hashem? Whatever the Nafgamina is. So the Gemara in Kiddushin makes a statement, Hani Kahani Shlucha Dishmaya, whatever the argument is. So the Rishonim there say, even though the Gemara in Nedarim left it as a Shaila, and here we have the Beferish and Memra, that Hani Kahani Shlucha Dishmaya. So the Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva write that we find this sometimes, that the Gemara has a Shaila. It's looking for a Mishnah or a Braisa to be Peshet the Shaila. If it doesn't find a Mishnah or a Braisa, it leaves it hanging. And there may be a Memra someplace from an Amira that actually answers the Shaila. But we were interested to see if we could prove it from a Mishnah or a Braisa. So they all write, I'll give you another example of this. The Gemara in the Nedarim has a Shaila. Could you be Torah Mishaloi al Shal Chaveira? Is it a schus for a person that somebody's providing me with truma and saving me money, or would I rather do it myself? The Gemara leaves it hanging. And there's a Gemara in Bechairis that Ravuna says, on Yad Aleph in Bechairis, that Apoide Petach Amor Shal Chaveira Pidyoine is Padui. So the Rishonim say it's the exact same Shaila. So here's an example of this system that you'll have a Gemara that has a Shaila, looks for Mishnayos and Braises. It seems to be unresolved, but there's a Memra someplace that answers the Shaila, but it's in a different sugya. It won't be put together. That's what they bring as an example. That means they hold that the answer to Tosis's Kasha is yes, this is the answer. The answer is you could do a mitzvah for somebody else without asking him, whether it's Pidyon Petach Hamor or Hafroshas Truma al Shol Chaveira. Tosfos, however, in Bechairis, doesn't give that answer. Tosfos here writes, Pidyon Petach Hamor and Truma are different. So Tosfos, why do we have a tzad by Truma that it shouldn't work? And by Pidyon Petach Hamor it works. So Tosfos says, because by Hafroshas Truma, you need the das of the owner. Since you need the das of the owner, the Gemara therefore is asking a Shaila, do we have a strong enough umdana that the person wants it to be considered that we have his das? Tosfos says, Truma has a requirement of ledaitchem. Therefore, when the Gemara in Nedarim asked the Shaila, do we say the person would prefer that you do it and therefore save him money or do it himself? It doesn't help me that I have a Gemara in Bechayres saying that I could do a Pidyon for you without asking you, because the requirement by Pidyon of Petach Hamor is less than the requirement of Truma, Perish. For me to be Mafresh Truma, I need your authorization. I need your das. Therefore, the Gemara in Nedarim is Mesupik. Do I have a strong enough umdana that the person definitely wants me to do it on his behalf, that we should be able to treat this as if I mamish have your das? Zaktais says, that's the Gemara Sufik in Nedarim. Memela Zaktais says, if I were to ask a random question, does a person happy that somebody else saves him money and does a mitzvah for him? Zaktaisvis, you can't answer it in a fashion that's going to apply to every single case. It depends what the standard is. When you're talking about Pidyon Petach Hamor, where you don't need Ladaitchem, Zaktaisvis over there, it's sufficient that we have some level of umdana that the person is okay with it. Masha'enke, when it comes to Truma, since you need Ladaitchem, there it has to be a very powerful umdana that the person wants it. That's how Tosfos answers the question. Now, in being Masbid is Tosfos, the Ritalgazi says a very interesting thing. The Ritalgazi writes, There are two ways to learn the Taisvis. He says it has to do somewhat with the question of Girsa, but this is what he says. This is the Tamsis of the Ritl Gazi. He points out there are some places where the owner, if you want to call it that, has no say, bechlal. There's a machlaikis in Taisvisim. If I want to be paida maiser sheni of someone, does he have any input? Do I have to even have his haskama? Or do I say, I could be paida hegdish? Imagine Reuven is magdish something to Berek Habayis. And Shimon comes and he does pidyon. He gives hegdish the money and he takes the chafetz. You don't have to consult with Reuven. Reuven is the donor. He's the one who was magdish it. It became hegdish. There's a din called pidyon. Anybody could be paida hegdish. Taisvis and Bava Kam and Perek Meruba discusses when does pidyon work without consulting the quote-unquote bailim, the magdish, and when do we say that the one who is somewhat of an owner, does he have say in the matter? So Zok de Ritl Gazi, there are times when the person has absolutely no say. There are times when it can't be keneged ritzaynei, but you don't need shlichus. You can't do it keneged ritzaynei, you can't do it balkarchai, but you don't have to be his shliach. And then there are times that you mamish have to be his shliach. So he brings this chilik, and he's being masber this, al pi the gersois and the taisis and bechairis. And the Ritl Gazi writes, the way he thinks pshat and taisvis is, when it comes to afroshas truma, you have to mamish be the bailim, because you need shlucha shel adam kemaisai. Because it says in the pasuk, atem, gam atem, l'rabba shluchachem, ma'atem l'daitchem af shluchachem l'daitchem. That means you need mamish shlichus. Taisvis means to say, when it comes to pidyon peter chamor, there you don't need shlichus. You can't do it keneged ritzaynai, but you don't need mamish to be shliach. Memela zok de Ritl Gazi pshat in taisvis. The Gemara's suffix in the Darim is, do we have a strong enough umdina to be able to say, this is shlichus? Masha Enkein, in Pidyon Petach Amar, you don't need that level of umdana to be able to do it. As long as he's not misnaged, it's going to work. Now let's take a look at this machlekes for a moment. And I think it's going to tie in with our Shaila by Pidyon HaBen. To me, it seems that it's not a coincidence that the Ramban in Rajba and Ritva hold that Schia is not mitam shlichus. They hold that Schia is not mitam shlichus, and the Balei HaTaisvus hold that Schia is mitam shlichus. Now, just to be masber for a moment, what's the question of Schia mitam shlichus or Schia lav mitam shlichus? The Tzais has problems, difficulty understanding the Balei HaTaisvus who say Schia mitam shlichus. He has difficulty understanding them, because it seems from the way the Balei HaTaisvus speak, and it's also mashman this way from the way the Rashba brings the Balei HaTaisvus, that Schia mitam shlichus means that when you have an umdina, that I want you to do something, it's as if I spoke to you and asked you to do it. So Schia mitam shlichus means kipshutai. Just like if I would say, please do this for me, you're my shliach, in a situation where it's a schus, it's as if I communicated to you and said, please do it for me. So it's mamish shlichus, nothing less. The Tzais has some kashas on it, some starke kashas. Schia lav mitam shlichus means, like the Rashba says in Maseches Nedarim, shlichus requires communication. Shlichus requires direction. Schia doesn't have the strength of shlichus, and therefore requires less. When I'm trying to make you in my stead, shlucha shel adam kemaisai, where that's required, zok de Rashba, then you have to have shlichus. I have to appoint you. Where shlichus is needed, an appointment is needed. Where shlichus is not needed, but you can't do it against my will, then you can speak about schia. Schia lav mitam shlichus. So schia lav mitam shlichus means that really it's a weaker requirement, a lowering of the standard of what's required, because really it's not shlucha shel adam kamaisai. So now let's put the pieces together. If I speak to the Bali Ataisvis, there's a hanacha that they have. Truma needs shlichus, always. Whether you're creating the truma, whether you're affecting the tevel, you have to have the power of shlichus. So if I have a gemara in Meseches Nedarim that speaks about using schia for hafrashas truma, it doesn't matter if I'm being mafresh truma from yours, I'm being mafresh truma from mine. Tosfos holds, no matter what the situation is, if you're trying to affect somebody else's tevel, you have to be his shliach. Therefore, Tosfos says, apparently, schia is mitam shlichus. If I ask Tosfos, how about pidyon petach hamar? Does that need shlichus? So Tosfos says in Bechairis, that doesn't need shlichus. If that doesn't need shlichus, then what level authorization do I need to be able to be paid your petach hamar? So the Ritz Gazi's masber for us in Tosfos, you don't have to be my shliach. You don't have to have that umdana, that's ki'ilu, I said, please do it for me. As long as it's something which I'm not opposed to, you can do it for me. Therefore, Tosfos says, the Gemara in Bechairis has no kesher with the Gemara in Nedarim. The Gemara in Nedarim is speaking about something that requires shlichus, that has a higher standard. The Gemara in Bechairis is speaking about something that doesn't require shlichus, that has a lower standard. And therefore, you can't compare them. Comes the Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva, and they tell us. The Rashba is the one who speaks for them. In Meseches Nedarim, we're trying to use Schia by Truma. Zok the Rashba. Schia, in my base medrash, is not Shlichus. Schia is Nichusa. Schia lav mitam Shlichus. You don't have the authority of Shlichus. How could the Gemara speak about Schia in the context of Truma? Truma requires the authorization of Shlichus. The Rashba says, you see from here, there's two tracks. There's a hafrashas truma that needs shlichus, where I'm making a chalais in your tevel, and there's a type of hafrasha that doesn't need shlichus, where it's my tevel, just to take off the din tevel from your tfuah. Zok der Rashba, the sugya in Meseches Nedarim is a schia sugya, not a shlichus sugya. The sugya in Meseches Bechairis is a schia sugya, not a shlichus sugya. Therefore, the Ramban, Rashba, in Ritva look at Meseches Nedarim, Meseches Bechairis, and they say they're identical. Memela, they all conclude that the Gemara Shail in Meseches Nedarim is resolved in Meseches Bechairis because they're both not shlichus. That's only true because they hold Schia is not mitam shlichus. They hold it's not the authority of shlichus. They hold Schia works where shlichus is not required, and therefore they have the same standard. But the Bali Ataisvis, who understand that Truma always needs Shlichus, Behechrich, the two sugyas cannot be compared. One requires Shlichus, one doesn't require Shlichus. Now let's go back to this Ritva for a moment by Pidyon HaBen. If I were to ask a Shaila, does Shlichus work by Pidyon HaBen? Now, it's not a simple Shaila, because the Rama brings a Rivash, it's really the Shail in the Rivash, that seems to assume shlichus does not work by pidyon haben. Okay, that's a separate discussion that many achrayim have a difficulty, and they assume that shlichus does work by pidyon haben, which is also the mashmois of this ritva. But now let's ask our shaila: does schia work by pidyon haben? Can I do pidyon haben b'tayras zochin la'adam shaloi b'fanav? I want to do pidyon haben for somebody, b'tayras schia. Can I or can't I do it? So leaving aside the shlichus question, if I were to just present this question, can I do pidyon haben as schia? To me it seems there are two questions that have to be addressed. One question is it a schus or isn't it a schus? Why do I have a question? Because the Gemara in Maseches Nedarim has the question. In Maseches Nedarim, the Gemara says, I want to be Mafresh Truma for you. Is it a schus or isn't it a schus? So you'll counter by saying, but the Gemara in Bechaira says, if I do Pidyon Petach Hamar for you, it works. So Pidyon Petach Hamar and Pidyon HaBen should be the same. Pidyon Petach Hamar works. Pidyon HaBen should be the same thing as Pidyon Petach Hamar. Is that true? Are they the same? So the first question I would have is, are the two sugyas the same sugya? Now, the Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva said, the Gemara Shaila in Maseches Nedarim was answered. It was answered in Maseches Bechairis. The Gemara asked the Shaila, can you use schia to do something for a person that's a mitzvah, but you're saving him money? The Gemara didn't answer the Shaila in Maseches Nedarim, but it answered the Shaila in Maseches Bechairis. So if you ask them, the answer is, yes, I can do it, b'tayra schia. And the Ritva says, yes, I can do it, b'tayra schia. That's what the Ritva says. The Ritva writes, if I want to be mafresh truma or chala and meiser and act as your shliach, he's not discussing schia. He's talking about, you make me a shliach to be mafresh chala. You make me a shliach to be mafresh truma. So the Ritva writes, like the Ramban, it only works if you authorize me to do it. Therefore, the Ritva and Ramban say the Nusach HaBracha is Le, because I have to be you. I have to be Shlucha Shel Adam Kamaisai. If I want to do Pidyon HaBen for you, if I want to do Eruvi Chatzeris for you, so the Ritva says that's Schia. Schia is not Shlichus. Schia is a din called Zachen La'adam Shalei Befanav. Without the authority of Shlichus, I can do it for you. Therefore, the Ritva says, the Nusach HaBracha, when you do something B'Teira Schia, is going to be different than the Nusach HaBracha B'Teira Shlichus. When I need to be your Shliach, and Shlichus is required, then I'm you. If I'm you, the Ramban made an adjustment. The Ramban said, you see from the Tosefta, whenever shlichus is needed, you have to be the Adam himself. You need mamish shlichus. The nusach is going to be le. If I can do it without asking, b'tayra schia, so I'm not shlucha shel Adam kamaisai. So, for example, zakter Ritva, even if it requires zachen la Adam shlei b'fanav, I can't do it to hurt you, but I don't need shlichus mamish. There, the Ritva says the nusach habracha is al. So this is very consistent with the shita of the Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva, that Schi is not mitam shlichus. We were peshit from the Gemara in Bechairis that you can do pidyon without any authorization from the person. The Gemara is telling us it's a schus for the person, and they're not mechalik between the two cases. Memele, you're allowed to do pidyon haben. Now I have a question. What will I say in Shitas Taisfis? Now, Shitas Taisvis, he doesn't speak about Pidyon HaBen. But Taisvis says, to be Mafresh Truma for me in all Matzavim, you need Shlichus. So that's a suffix in the Gemara in Nedarim. Is it a Schus? Isn't it a Schus? Meaning, is it a Schus that's powerful enough to create Schia Mitam Shlichus, L'Shitas Taisvis? Taisvis uses a Lashon in Bechairis, Truma needs L'daitchem. So even though he doesn't even know about it, but you see from Taisvis that conceptually it's shayach to call something ledaitchem without his knowing about it if you're certain that the person would want it. So Taisvis, that's the standard we're trying to reach in Maseches Nedarim. In Maseches Bechairis, whether it's Agazi's Masber Taisvis, I'm not trying to reach that level. It doesn't have to be ledaitai. It just has to be something that we consider beneficial for him. So Zokta Gemara, by Pidyon Petach Hamar, it's going to work. He has a Hamar. It's a Machlekes Tanoim, whether it's Aser Bahana. I'll do a Pidyon. I'll give it to the Kayan. And we're finished. Zokta Gemara, it's a Schus for him. Now, what's Taisus going to say about Pidyon HaBen? Now, by Pidyon HaBen, so we don't have, as much as the term is Pidyon, we don't, Lefi Pshutai, have a real Pidyon on the child. The Pashtus is the child's status doesn't change before and after the Pidyon. There is a Svarna and Chumash that speaks about changes in the Bechayrim before and after Pidyon, but the Pshutai of the Din Pidyon is not because of the effect on the child. The halacha is, it's a Mishnah, that even if the child's no longer living, La'achar Lamid Yoim, there's still a Chiv of Pidyon HaBen. So the Chiv of Pidyon HaBen, where does that fit into our discussion? I would like to do Pidyon HaBen for somebody in a situation where it's a schus. So which sugya am I going to be looking at? Am I going to be looking at the sugya in Bechairis or the sugya in Meseches Nedarim? On one hand, I'm robbing him of a mitzvah. On the other hand, I'm saving him money. Do I need the standard of shlichus that I have by Truma, or can I look at Meseches Bechairis? Now, Meseches Bechairis, as I mentioned from the Rit Al-Ghazi, is not so simple, because in Meseches Bechairis, I'm creating a pidyon on this chamar, taking off its dinim and placing it on the seh, which is now going to become matnas kahuna. Pidyon HaBen is a question. What exactly is it? Is it a personal chayv, a chayv is gavra on the bechar to give? Exactly where it fits is not so simple. Now this shaila is a shaila that the Taz brings. The Taz brings from the Tzedel Aderech that there was a case of a child, which the Shulchan Aruch deals with, but it was a child that was a bechar, and there was no father. He's a katan. And the question is, what do you do? Do you wait for the child to grow up, and the child will do the Pidyon HaBen himself? Or should we do Pidyon HaBen now, and it's a schus for him? We'll do him a favor. We'll do the Pidyon HaBen on his behalf as a child. So in the presentation of the Shaila, which is, the Taz brings it from the Tzedel Aderech, and the Taz is Mefalpel and the Shach and the Kudus HaKesef, what are the factors in the Shaila? So the first question that the Taz raises is this question. Is it a schus to do it on behalf of the child? On one hand, you're robbing the child of doing the mitzvah himself when he grows up. On the other hand, you're saving him money. So it's the Gemara in Meseches Nedarim. Now the way that Taz presents it, in that side of it, the question is, well, what's the maskana in Meseches Nedarim? Is there a maskana in Meseches Nedarim? There's no maskana. The Gemara leaves it hanging. So the Taz mentions that the Rambam happens to paskin in Hilchos Trumas that you could do it, which is discussed in Achrayim, why the Rambam paskins it. But the way we're presenting it, really the Shaila is in Meseches Bechairis more than Meseches Nedarim. Meseches Nedarim leaves the question hanging. In Meseches Bechairis, we have a case of Pidyon Peter Chamar, where it says Beferish that it works. So really our Shaila is, in this Prat, should we compare Pidyon HaBen to Pidyon Peter Chamar, or should we compare Pidyon HaBen to Hafroshas Truma? The Emes, it's, to me, it's not exactly either one of them. It doesn't fit exactly Truma, because Truma, as Tosfos says, needs Shlichus. And Pidyon HaBen, does it need Shlichus, or can it work without Shlichus? By Truma, there's a pasuk, Ma Atem L'daitchem, you don't have the power to be Mafres Truma without the Das of the Baal HaTfuah. By Pidyon HaBen, where do you find such a pasuk? Pidyon Peter Chamar. So the Rit Al-Ghazi, as I mentioned, he has his studim in exactly how it works. How much input does the Baal HaChamar have? There's Kedusha, there's Dinim on the Chamar, and you're paid to the Chamar to put, there's no Isser on the Seh, it just becomes Mom and Akayin. But what's the input of the Bailim? That's how the Rit Al-Ghazi learns the Taisvis. Where does Pidyon HaBen fit into this? Now there's another piece to this Shaila, which I think is also dependent on this Machlokes Taisvis and the other Rishonim. The Rit Al-Ghazi, in that piece, brings a Machan Ephraim, when he's being Masber, that Taisvis in Bechairis, and he writes, there are two types of schuyais. There's something that's called in the Rishonim a schus gomer, And there's something that's not a schus gomer. A schus gomer is something that doesn't have a tzad chayv. A schus gomer is something that from our perspective, we don't see a tzad chayv. It's ad kedei kach. Machan Ephraim doesn't mention this, he just assumes one tzad, but there's a Rashba in Kiddushin that says, he himself acknowledges that it's a chiddush. He says, if I wouldn't be afraid that everybody will attack me, I have a chiddush to say. That's what the Rashba says. The Rashba writes in Kiddushin a chiddush, that if you have something that's a schuz gomer, that somebody does for me, even if I protest and I say, it's not a schuz, I don't want it, zok the Rashba, it's going to work. Something that's a schuz gomer, zok the Rashba, you'll say, batla daitai. He'll say, it's a chay for me, batla daitai. We're not even gairus him. You can't even say, by certain cases, I don't want it. And the Rashba speaks about when it's applicable. It's not always applicable. Other Rishonim don't necessarily agree. The Rashba himself says not everybody agrees with him. But everybody agrees there's something called schuz gomer. Taisvis and Ksuvis calls gairus by a ger katna schuz gomer. There's no tzad chay for a child to become a yid, even though an adult becoming a yid might have a tzad chayv, because for him it's a harder change in lifestyle. But a katan that wasn't tam de yisura, the Rishonim consider that a schuz gomer. Then the Machan Ephraim says there are certain schuyais that are not a schuz gomer. It's a schuz, that means, but most of it is a schuz, but there's a tzad chayv. It's not perfect. So let's go back to this Gemara in the Darim. And this is really a machlokes between the Taz and the Shach, how to deal with this shaila. The Gemara in the Darim has a question: could I be mafresh truma on your behalf? Is it a schus? Is it a chayv? How do you read the Gemara? Is the Gemara saying, is it entirely a schus? Or is there a tzad chayv? Or is the Gemara saying, there's certainly a tzad chayv, but do we classify it as a chayv? Or do we say it's primarily a schus with a tzad chayv? Is the Gemara saying it's definitely not perfect? It's not perfect with no tzad chayv. I'm certainly losing something. But the tzad schus outweighs the tzad chayv? Is that the pshat in the Gemara suffik? Or is the Gemara mesupik? Is there a tzad chayv from our perspective? Do we look at it that a person, a yid, who has a cheskas kasheris, wouldn't even see it as a tzad chayv because of the fact that he lost out the mitzvah? That's two ways to learn the Gemara in Maseches Nedarim. Now this is a machlokes between the Taz and the Shach. So let's go through a little bit the steps. This is perhaps going to be a hakdama for the next year, but we'll just go through some of the steps from what we've discussed today. You have a katan who's chayiv in pidyon haben, but he's a katan. I'd like to do pidyon haben for him. What's the justification to do it for him? It's a schus. What's the schus? I'll save him money. But there's a tzad chayiv. He loses the mitzvah when he grows up. He could do it himself. So I look at Maseches Nedarim, and I say, this question is a beferish gemara. So now I ask, and what are the two tzadim? Be'emis, once I have the achrayim, I see three tzadim. It could be a schus gomer, which the Taz says doesn't exist in the Gemara. There's no tzad, it's a schus gomer. There's a tzad that it's a chayv gomer, which the Shach says doesn't exist. That's not one of the tzadim in the Gemara. And then it could be a schus with a chayv. How do you learn the Gemara? The Taz says the two tzadim are, it's a schus with a tzad chayv, or it's considered a chayv. Therefore, zok the Taz, when you're speaking about a katan, we have a whole new sugya to speak about, which also is dependent on these rishonim. Is there schia by a katan? Do you have a din of schia by a katan? Why should you? Why shouldn't you? So the Rashba writes in Ezel Neshech that this should be dependent on schia mitam shlichus, schia la mitam shlichus. Taisvis writes, schia is mitam shlichus. Therefore, a katan doesn't have schia. Unless, zok taisvis, it's a schuz gamer. So if I were to speak to taisvis and ask him this part of the shaila, can you do pidyon haben for a katan? So taisvis would say, there are two questions that I have to deal with, at least two questions. Number one, does schia work for a katan? Schia is mitam shlichus, ve'ein shlichus lekatan. Then the next question would be, is it a schus for him, perish a schus gomer, or not a schus gomer? Why do I bother asking the second question? If there's no shlichus, there's no shlichus. Because Taisus told me in Ksuvis that if you have a schus gomer, it works even by a katan. So in Taisus's mind, the only way to discuss this question is if I could learn the Gemara in Meseches Nedarim that doing it on behalf of a person and saving him money is going to be considered a schus gomer, which is how the Shach looks at it. And Taisva says, schia mitam shlichus, but schus gomer works for a katan. That makes it possible that it could work for a katan. With one piece added, provided that we proved that you can do hafroshas truma for another person. As I would say to Taisus, I would like to ask you a shaila. I understand the tzdadim of the shaila, but halacha lemaisa, is it a schus gomer or isn't it a schus gomer? If I ask Taisus, if I do hafroshas truma for somebody else where I save him money, is it a schus gomer lahalacha or is it not a schus gomer lahalacha? So if I ask Taisvis, he'll tell me, well, read Taisvis in Bechairis. It's a suffix. I, the Gemara in Bechairis, was Peshit. So Taisvis, no, it wasn't. The Gemara in Bechairis was speaking about where you don't need a Schus Gomer. The Gemara in Bechairis was speaking about Pidyon Petach Hamar that doesn't need a Schus Gomer. The Gemara in Meseches Nedarim is speaking about Truma that does need a Schus Gomer because Truma needs Shlichus. So you need a Schus Gomer. That's the Gemara in Nedarim. You need Ladaitchem. The shaila we're asking is by a katan. A katan by Pidyon Haben. A katan by Pidyon Haben needs a schus gomer. If you need a schus gomer, then the only way it works is if you can show me some place where you can prove to me that doing a mitzvah for somebody else that saves him money is a schus gomer. Lefi taisvis, that remained an iboy de leifshita. So that remains a hanging question, lefi shitas taisvis. Now I'm going to speak to the other rishonim. In the other Rishonim who say that we were Peshit in the Gemara in Meseches Bechairis, Schia Lab Mitam Shlichus, it works. So we see from Meseches Bechairis that it works. It works by Truma in some cases, but not when you need a Schus Gomer. It works by Truma when you don't need Shlichus. It works by Pidyon Petach Hamar. I'd like to do it for a katan. Can I do it for a katan? So they say, well, in our base Medrash, at least the Rajba says this. In my base medrash, Zok the Rajba, Schia works for a katan. I happen to hold that Geiris is a schuz gomer, but Schia works for a katan. Because I paskin Schia lab mitam shlichus. So you can do Schia for a katan without Hilcha shlichus. So I don't have the same requirements. So if I ask the Rajba, can you do Schia for this katan for Pidyon Haben? The Rajba would say, why not? If I ask the Rajba, is it a schuz for him? The Rajba would say, it's a Gemara in Bechairis. The Gemara said in Bechairis, it's called a Schus. So on the surface, it would seem, at least this segment of the Shaila, is Tully and Taisvis and the Rajba. And Mr. Shem will discuss it further.